Dean, how do you feel the practices over here have gone? It feels like we haven't played a game in forever.
Yeah, no, really good. Obviously we've been on the big ice surface, so it's things are a little bit slower on the big ice, or it looks slower anyway, but the guys have been working, they've been pushing, and obviously we've had two practices, but a couple of days off as well, so our energy should be really high tomorrow.
Who gets the nod in goal tomorrow?
Gus will play tomorrow.
Will Cleary definitely split with us?
No, we haven't made a decision as of yet. Obviously, it's a quick turnaround with a 5 o'clock and 2, but we haven't made a decision yet.
What's your read on Goodrow and his availability potential? As
it sits right now, Good should play Sunday, but we'll see. You know, obviously he'll get another skate here today, and we'll skate tomorrow morning with the extra guys, and then we'll make a decision after that.
Is it weird to get back in the game? It feels like we've been here forever and only a couple of practices.
Yeah, look,
almost disconnected from the NHL.
Yeah, it's kind of a different feeling, right? Because, I mean, like even this morning we walk over, get a picture taken, then walk back and practice. So everything's just a little bit disruptive from our normal day-to-day NHL life, but we've asked the group, as we talked the other day, to embrace the abnormal, and you know, it's exciting, and obviously you know, exciting for everybody away from the rink and at the rink, so we're looking forward to getting over and playing in the big one and getting it started tomorrow.
Amid all that, did you sense business-like tone today, the energy, the focus? It's been a week of other activities, but now
yeah.
Time to play.
Yeah, no, both days, both practices, once we, you know, got on the ice, it was business as usual. You know, we still had some fun. We had a little shootout at the end to have a bit of fun as well, but still work on a lot of stuff in the last couple of days of practice.
Do you sense a little extra jump in the Swedish guys out here?
Yeah, probably a little bit. Eriksson Ek actually spoke a couple of times, so that's probably as exciting as you're going to get from him. But yeah, no, it's you know, I think obviously they're excited about showing off their beautiful country and beautiful city, and you know, I think they're very proud of where they're from, and yeah, I'm excited to see them lead us tomorrow.
We didn't see Kirill in that last practice before you left. We've seen him here now twice. He looks the part.
Yeah.
How do you feel he's progressing? And with his family here, you feel like he's kind of sitting on something this weekend?
Well, I think his last two practices have been real good. You know, looks like he's in a real good frame of mind. You know, and our whole team, right? I mean, when we left, it wasn't very positive, right? But, you know, we talked about, you know, even that practice before we left home, that, you know, what happened in the Dallas game is gone. We need to learn from it, but we need to move forward. And I think our entire group and Kirill has done that, and we're looking forward again to get going tomorrow.
I know you probably won't tell us what you tweaked, but you mentioned kind of making an adjustment with the PK scheme. What gives you confidence, and what have you seen so far that it could stick and hold and maybe be the jolt that you need with that unit?
Well, it has to be, right? That's what gives us the positivity that, you know, the guys have committed. We've had good discussions with the group. It's not just the coaching staff implementing something. We've communicated with our team and the guys that are killing penalties. And, you know, yeah, we've made some adjustments. We have to make some adjustments in order to get better on our both special teams, but especially our penalty kill.
Coach, you look ahead to Ottawa tomorrow. What do you see in them? I don't know if you saw them in the game last night.
Or... Yeah, just high energy, explosive hockey club, right? Obviously, you know, that's extremely dangerous. We got to play the way that we can play in order to, you know, obviously keep the puck out of our net, to slow them down. They score 4 goals in a hurry, you know, last night. So, you know, we're very aware of what they can do offensively. We have to be very careful and play the way that we can play in order to have success tomorrow.
You played in that other game before?
I did. Yeah. I played at Team Canada. We had a tournament. I think it was called the Five Nations Cup at the time. And yeah, it was an exciting building. Obviously, it's unique how red it is. But yeah, it's a fun building to play, and looking forward to coaching in it.